Here's a thought I'll title, What Photography is Like. I suppose all of you who listen to my thoughts from time to time recognize that my approach to photography is along the lines of a personally expressive art medium rather than, say, commercial photography or wedding photography or the hundreds of other kinds of photography that exist in the world. Photography is an incredibly useful tool. But when it comes to photography as an art medium, I think it's fair to ask what other art medium photography might be like. And it appears as though Stieglitz answered that question for us way back in the 19-teens. Stieglitz recognized that photography had an artistic potential beyond just a documentary one, for example. He wanted to make personally expressive photographs rather than, say, the kind of thing that Matthew Brady did or that Jackson did. He wanted to elevate photography so that it would be considered a legitimate art medium, and so he scanned about the horizon in the art world and thought, what is photography like? And trying to piggyback on some other highly respected art medium, he decided that photography is like painting, because it can be put in a frame and displayed on the wall. And so he did so with his galleries, and he promoted that kind of use of photography as a fine art, personally expressive medium. But I think that sets up a weakness in photography that we've never quite recovered from. You see, painting is a personally expressive medium because the way a painter uses the brush strokes and etc. very definitely identifies a certain approach to being personally expressive with that medium. We can recognize a Monet painting. We can recognize schools like the Impressionists versus the Realists. But no one would consider painting a Xerox copy machine that captures what the world looks like. Painters have the advantage that painting is crude enough that it doesn't show us the fine details of the world the way the camera does. And as a result, we all think that painting is a personally expressive medium. Whereas photography, particularly when it's displayed framed on a wall, is literally showing us exactly what the world looked like. That is to say, we all know that if we had been standing next to the photographer at the time of the exposure, our eyes would have recorded essentially what the film recorded. And that verisimilitude of photography has always been a bit of a problem. But the way I've come to think of it, it's not that photography is the problem or its verisimilitude is the problem, but rather that Stieglitz might have made a mistake. He chose painting to be the model for photography and the way it's displayed, especially in a gallery, but also in a home or a business, when the heart of photography as an art medium seems to me to be much closer to poetry. Now, poetry is not a visual medium, so you might say, well, how is that possible since photography is, obviously, a visual medium? Because what a poet does is observes and then comments on life and tries to bring to our attention things that we may not be able to see for ourselves. When in fact, if we're standing next to the photographer and looking at the scene they're about to photograph, we actually do see with our eyes exactly what they see. Maybe not the framing, maybe not the exposure and processing, but the content is the same. But what if we redefine photography's highest purpose as observing and then commenting on life the way poetry does? Poetry uses certain conventions, things like meter and rhyme and etc. But those are the mechanics of poetry. What I'm talking about is the content of poetry, the purpose of poetry. It's to touch our hearts. It's to open us up to things that we haven't previously been open to. It's to some degree to educate us, to sensitize us. And that's what photography does too, or can do too. So the simple question, What other art medium is photography like? Well, I would propose it's much closer to poetry than it is to painting. The minute I started thinking in this way, it completely and entirely changed my approach to photography. Photography does an excellent job of showing what is, but it also has the incredible ability to express our reaction to what is. And when I scan back through the history of photography and look at the great fine art photographs that I admire the most, they're the ones that show me how the photographer reacted to their environment much more than they are the ones where the photographer accurately portrayed the environment.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.